Today we continue in the final parak of Maseches, the May parak Zayin, and today we are doing Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis discusses again. We're continuing the case where you've been invited to someone's house for a Shabbos meal. Problem is, you don't trust that they take Trumas and Maestros. So we already discussed how you're supposed to make a declaration before Shabbos about the hafrash of the Trumas and Maestros on your plate on Shabbos, and then there will only be 1% of the food that you will not be allowed to eat. So the Mishnah continues by telling us that your job is not done yet. You're then going to have to say something on Shabbos as well, but for whatever reason, the Mishnah changes the example from food to drink. So, Mazgalo Asakos, you go to this fellow's house, and he pours you a kos of Yayin. So, Omer, what you should say at that point is, you should probably say it quietly, you don't want to make a big deal about the fact that that you don't trust the fellow, and I think Tosfos Yom Tov points this out, that say it quietly, but you should say, Masha Niyasa Deshayer Beshulei Akos, but the 1% that I'm going to leave at the bottom of the coast, harehu meiser, that's meiser rishon, vishar meiser samachlo, and 9% of the wine that's right nearby that is also meiser rishon, zesha sisi meiser, the original 1% that I made meiser, asui trumas meiser alav, is now trumas meiser on the rest of the meiser rishon, and then meiser sheni, bepiv, the meiser sheni is at the top of the coast, umachula lalamaos, and is being exchanged for money, and therefore I'm allowed to drink 99% of the coast. The Yerushalmi raised the question. The Bartanura points out that if you say me achshav te truma, if you're saying that let it be truma right now, this is liquid over here, so there is no separating out. It's not like you took a little cucumber off your salad and you could separate it out. No, this is all liquid, so it's all getting mixed in. So isn't this truma that's meduma that's now mixed in? If you really do this afrasha before you drink, and you're stuck if you do it the other way also. And if you're saying that this should only take effect after I drink, so then it's only going to be truma after you drink, and then it turns out that what you drink was actually tevel. So the Yerushalmi answers, "Mishani, but Omer me achshav ulik she'eshta te truma v'nimtz shloshasa tevel v'gam lohayim meduma." You're saying that whatever I leave over afterwards should be the truma, but it should already be chal from right now. So the molecules of liquid that are going to be the truma meiser are going to be truma, but I'm leaving it over right now. I'm leaving it over right now. But they those molecules will be meaning I'm whatever I drink now will not be the molecules of truma. Whatever I leave over will be truma, but it will be as if I was already mafresh it at this moment. And that's how you sort of thread the needle over here in order to be mafresh the trumas. Now Mishnah Gimel discusses the following: Poel she'enu mamin lebalabayis. Let's say you have a worker who does not trust the balabayas to take trumas and maestros. So notel grogros, but the balabayas has a responsibility to feed his workers. So notel grogros achas, you take one fig. It's a strange case. The Mishnah is assuming that he's going to feed you 100 figs. So you take one fig. Va'omer zu v'teisha abos achareha asuyos maeser al tishim sha'ani ochel, and you say this and the 9 figs that follow will be the maeser rishon on the 90 that I'm going to eat. Zu asuyo trumas maeser alehem, the original one fig is going to be the trumas maeser on the other 9 that are maeser rishon, maeser sheni ba'achrona. And then the Maaser Sheni will be the last figs that I eat, and Mechulal on the Mosul, will be Mechulal on money that I have at home. The Chosech Grogras Achas, and then you have to not eat one fig, because there's one fig that's going to be Truma that you're not allowed to eat, so you don't eat that one fig. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer, Lo Yachsoch, Neshu Memait, Memelachto, Shal Balabais. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no, how could you do that? How could you not eat one fig? Meaning the Balabais is feeding you what he thinks you need to eat in order to be a healthy person, in order to work to the best of your ability. But if you are not eating one fig, then you're not working to the best of your ability, because you're holding back on that which you can produce. If you look in the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he writes, "Shu b'mayit b'malachto b'Yerushalmi huva b'harash lo yachrosh adam b'paraso b'layla v'yaskirena b'yom v'lo yasa b'shalo b'layla v'yaskir atzma b'yom lo yarav atzma v'lo yisagiv nafsho." All of these
different halachos about how you're not allowed to wear yourself down if you work for somebody else. You got to get a good night's sleep if you work for somebody else. You can't take a night job without your daytime employer's permission. You're not allowed to starve yourself and go and take extra fasts if you're not going to be able to focus as much at work. Meaning, whenever you think you're taking a chumrah in one area, it may in fact turn out to be a kula in another area. So one needs to be cognizant of this. One needs to be very careful about this. Right? So that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's point of view. Rabbi Yossi Omar Lo Yachsach Mneshu Tanai Beis Din. Then Rabbi Yossi says, no. You don't have to withhold yourself from eating anything, and you're allowed to take an extra fig from the Baal HaBayis without paying for it. Because it's a Tanai Beis Din that he's got to provide you enough, not only to eat, but also to eat without worries of Trumas and Maestros. So if there's one piece that's going to be Truma, you don't have to worry about that. That's not going to be your problem. So to quickly review, Mishnah Beis, we said that if when you go to someone's house on Shabbos and they pour you a kos of Yayin, you can designate that 1% that you leave over at the bottom of the kos to be the Maaser Rishon, and then ultimately the Trumas Maaser on the rest of the Maaser Rishon, and that which is at the top of the kos to be the Maaser Sheni, and then you could drink 99% of the kos. Mishnah Gimel discussed when you're a worker and you do not trust your boss to have taken Trumas and Maestros, so you're allowed to, if he gives you 100 figs, you should separate one right away as Maaser Rishon, and then the next 9 is Maaser Rishon as well, and that original one will be Trumas Maaser, but 3 deos, what to do with that? The first day is just don't eat it, just leave it aside. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, you gotta eat it, you have to eat the full 100 that he allotted for you, so don't eat that one, but buy another one from the Baal HaBayis in order to make sure that you are well fed enough, because you're not allowed to hold back on your ability to maximize your work for the Baal HaBayis. And then Rabbi Yossi said, no, you're allowed to take an extra fig without paying for it, because it's his responsibility, it's a Tanai Beis Din that he's responsible to make sure that you have enough figs to eat, and that includes all 100 figs. So you could take an extra fig from the Baal HaBayis even without having to pay for it. So Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalit.